Good evening, people of WMUC, or I guess listeners of WMUC. This is WMUC Digital College Park. My name is Noah, and before we get into the music, I'd like to play you a little PSA about some group therapy.
Neuropsychiatric disorders are one of the leading causes of disability in young people around the world, and TERPs are no exception. One out of three TERPs will feel depressed at one point during the semester. You are not alone if you are feeling down. Here at Maryland, you can talk it out with fellow students who are going through the same problems in group therapy sessions, or even have a one-on-one therapy session with one of our many experienced therapists. The campus mental health center is open from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. If you or someone you know needs help, come visit the health center and be a healthier TERP.
All right, that was a nice PSA about mental health. Keep your mental health in check, guys. It's really important. Anyways, enough of that. Let's get into the music. It is a, you know, temperature-wise, amazing day for me. I loved it today. A little gloomy, though. So perfect, again, for noises from the crypt. We're going to get started pretty quick today. I've got a lot of good music coming up. We're going to do some really awesome pummeling death metal and stuff, and then we're gonna do some avant-garde stuff later on. First up, Legends Incantation with their song Golgotha on the album Onward to Golgotha. One of my favorite death metal bands, one of the most important death metal bands in terms of like influence on the modern scene, probably the most influential for death metal, like old school death metal band for the last like 15 years of death metal music. Anyways, here is Golgotha by Incantation on Noises from the Crypt on WMEC Digital. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
That was Massachusetts Legends, Scattered Remnants, with their song Lamentation of Tortured Souls. Lamentation? I don't know. Lamentation. Off their great record, Destined to Fall. I think it might be the only full-length they ever released, but they're still active to this day. I don't know if they release any music these days, but they have some legendary releases from back in the day. Some of the best BDM ever made, honestly. Like, it's really, really brutal, really fun. And yeah, so if you ever see a show for them, like, that's a legendary one to go check out. Like, they're a great band. They were at a MDF, Maryland Death Fest, a few years ago, I think. And yeah, I mean, that's about all I have to say. Coming up next is Modern Legends Necrot, one of the kings of the OSDM revival, as it's called, with their song The Blade from Blood Offerings. So let's get into that awesome track. This is Noah. You're listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMUC. We'll be right back.
the next chapter. Radiated men will eat the flesh of radiated men. The rotting bodies of men and animals will stink in the dark wind. And there will be the most beautiful silence you've never heard.
That insane song was Behind the Husk of Faith by Parisian black slash death metalers Archon and Faustus. One of my favorite bands from France. Not that I know a ton. I know some, but you know, they're probably pretty far up there for me. Really underrated in my opinion. This album, Orthodoxen, is like solid all the way through. Really great. Okay, that was the death metal section of the show. Now we're going to move on to the weird stuff. If you've listened to my show before, you know I love dissonant death metal and dissonant black metal and all things dissonant. But we're going to explore some other sides of it today. No dissonance from here on out. The songs might have some dissonance, but it's not like strictly a dissonant genre. Either way, first up, we've got Finnish Death Doom. Great guys. I'm trying to use different words here, guys. It's hard not to just call everybody legends. Unholy. And it's going to be their song Never Ending Day from the second Ring of Power. Real weird stuff coming up for you. Do you listen to WMEC? Here we go.
More.
That was Maudlin of the Well with their song Gleam in Ranks. This is a pretty well-known project. I don't remember the guy's name, but even more well-known project is KO Dot. Same guy broke up this band, formed that one. He's kind of like this weird genius figure in the modern avant-garde metal scene. I just wanted to tell you guys also that at 11... I am going to be covering for my good friend Claire's show on FM, and that show is called Smith Island Cake. I'm going to be playing a lot of non-metal stuff, some folk, some alt-rock, some shoegaze. It's going to be a fun time. Tune in if you can. Either way, we're going to get into the next batch of avant-garde music. So here we go with the legends of the scene, absolute legends, Voivod, and their song Tribal Convictions. You're listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMUC Digital. Here we go. We'll be right back.
go on the mythic journey into your own self, it's not that you might meet conflict, it is that you will.
Can't you feel it?
It's a storm of lies.
It's a storm of lies.
Blizzard of lies.
A hurricane of lies.
A hurricane of lies.
Every day.
We've got you coming and going.
We've got you coming and going.
So many contradictory messages.
Contradictory messages.
You don't know what's going on.
You don't know what's going on.
You're crazy.
You're crazy.
You don't know anything.
You don't know what's real.
It's real.
Anything.
was one of my favorite bands. If you've listened to me, I've played their stuff before. That was Neurosis, of course, played right after Voivod. That was very intentional. One of their, and that was from their first like good record, Souls at Zero. I mean, okay, their first record is pretty decent. Second one's awful. Third one, Souls at Zero, that's where they hit. And one of their biggest inspirations for that album was Voivod. Because they loved these, like, more, these higher level ideas for songwriting that Voivod had. Being more avant-garde, being more dissonant, being more, more linear, having better storytelling, being about bigger things, being about philosophy. All these things they got from Voivod. And used to develop the atmospheric sludge metal sound into what we know it, into what it became in the late 90s and early 2000s. Yeah, nobody could have done that without, or it would never have happened without Neurosis. I think it can't be said how like important they are for that specific style of sludge metal. One of my favorites. One of the things I've noticed recently is that like, sorry, tangent, and then we'll get into the last song. when I was first getting into sludge, maybe like late 2010s. The big genre for sludge was atmo sludge, like Isis and Isis and like Rosetta and all these atmo bands. Amun-Ra were big, but ever since like COVID and like TikTok, it's all been about Nola sludge, and now I feel like atmo sludge is like the more underground one to listen to. I just think it's kind of funny. Either way, we're gonna get into this last song here. This band is from the Netherlands. They're Dutch, I think, but originally the guy is from Chile. It's called Invunche. It's like a black metal / punk rock project. More on the black metal side, but there's like, you know, there's a couple bands through history that have had this kind of crossover sound. And they do it really well. They add in a little extra layer of psychedelia into the mix, which really makes the music really interesting. And they're having a show in, I think, maybe April at a Pie Shop in DC. With Cape of Bats and a couple other bands that I don't remember the names of right now. If I remember correctly, I am going. I got tickets. It's sold out now, sadly. But if you're going, you know, say hi. Yeah, that's about all I have to say. Thanks for listening tonight. Remember, at 11, I am going to be on FM with covering for Smith Island Cake. This is WMBC Digital, College Park. My name is Noah. You've been listening to Noises from the Crypt. Here's Elal from Invunche. Let's go.